So, Kurt, we're here at the Big Iron Farm Show in Fargo, North Dakota. How's it going today?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. You know, yesterday's traffic, you know, was a little bit, I thought, a little bit heavier with the rain that we had on Monday. It brought a few more producers out. Today we have, you know, bright sunny skies. They're probably, a lot of them are trying to get back in the field today. But no, it's still pretty good. I mean, you know, stop on by if you have a desire to come and visit with us about hedging your agricultural commodities. CHS Hedging also has another offering of services called AgSherion, which is a specialized consulting program where we strategize and develop a marketing program that's individually customized for you. And we got our services here that are available. We can hedge your commodities and get you down the path to protecting your investment.
Awesome. Yeah, let's touch on that a little bit more. What is going on in the hedging world and CHS in general?
Well, you know, right now we're just kind of trying to digest what this year's crop is going to be. You know, I mean, right now, of course, you know, the wheat is combined, and you know, the spring wheat crop, as we know, is, you know, it's a lot less than what it's been in past years. We have tight balance sheets in all commodities, really, you know, and the USDA just gave us a report here last week and confirmed that, you know, that we are continuing on that same tight balance sheet path. At the end of the month, the USDA will give us a small grain summary, so we can, you know, kind of confirm that spring wheat supplies are going to be tighter this year. And you know, we continue to kind of wait around for demand, the demand side of the picture. You know, China continues to buy soybeans, and we're looking at you know, some early reports on beans and various parts of the country and the eastern part of the country. You know, maybe a little disappointing so far what we're hearing, and of course up in our region here, you know, people aren't expecting a whole lot on bean yields, and corn is going to be probably all over the board. And the central part of the state and central part of North Dakota was probably most hit hard by the drought, and then, you know, all other parts, you know, it kind of depended on where you got rain. I mean, 20 miles apart you could have varying yields by a long shot. So
awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add here at the Big Iron Farm Show?
Yeah, no, that's we're happy to be here. And so if you get a chance, you know, stop on by and visit with us, and we can talk about egg markets and see if we got something that'll work for you.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you.